The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I mentioned kind of recommendations of what to watch. Tom Hanks has a new movie out. He's been promoting it. And here he is speaking about the movie on Stephen Colbert's show in the US. And they touched on the aging process and happiness within that process. Take a listen.
The hardest part about getting old, because we age from 17 to even older than we are, is when you're playing 35 or 42 and the metabolism has seized up, gravity is pulling you down,
yes,
and these horrible kids that you have had
yeah.
are devouring your time and essence and energy, and yeah. that was the point where it was just, you know, yeah. it's not self-loathing, it's just mileage in the eyes.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, yes.
Mileage in the eyes, according to Tom Hanks. So 35 to 42. Aideen Finnegan, the journalist and producer of the Conversations with Parents podcast with the Irish Times, is with me. Aideen, do you feel you've got that mileage in the eyes?
Oh, hard relate, Tom Hanks, hard relate. It's interesting because I feel like I have been so, so sprightly, probably longer than a lot of people. And then all of a sudden I had kids and then, oh, hoo boy. But would it have happened anyway, you know, once I reached 35? I don't know. I had my first child when I was 36. And when I look back at pictures then of like the first 6 months, the time when most people are looking, you know, or getting the least amount of sleep, but I just look positively radiant, you know, 5 years later and another child later, it's a very different story. I just think there's nothing so aging as having children, not just because of the lack of sleep, although that is a very, very real thing. It's all these things that I didn't know about before I got pregnant. So for anyone out there, maybe this would be prophylactic for a lot of listeners, but gum recession, bone loss in your jaw from being pregnant, from the hormonal imbalance,
oh,
you know,
wow.
You might need a trip.
Aideen, keep going.
You might need a trip to the periodontist. And for anyone who doesn't know what that means being hundreds and hundreds of euro less well off. But one of the, when it really caught up with me, it was about a year in. And now this would have been a year into the pandemic. So I don't know whether to blame the pandemic or not, but my feet started to kill me. The bones in my feet were really hurting me. And I had to go and get orthotics. And I was like, oh my God, help the aged. I just think like, well, maybe it was just being indoors all year and wearing slippers, but I think it was like carrying around a baby and then a toddler all day. It ruined me, but, yeah. It's all great. I'm not saying it's, you know, it's burdensome, but it is like, I feel that I didn't age. And then boom, overnight it very quickly.
Yeah. I have to say, I mean, it resonated with me as well, what Tom Hanks had to say. Kate Gunnell, our reporter here on The Hard Shoulder, has been asking people on the streets of Dublin if it resonated with them.
35 is not the hardest age. 35, you're just getting going. It's the foothills.
So what do you think is the hardest age?
Probably 19. People are pretty anxious when they're 19. Yeah, it's hard to kind of make sense of the world. By 35, you're beginning to get a hang of things. You're not quite there yet. 45, you've got it all locked down.
I would consider early 30s to be a weird age because in college, there's a lot less pressure to sort of have yourself figured out and to know what your next move is because everybody sort of has it up in the air and that's exciting. But when you get to your early 30s, suddenly there's people 10 years younger than you who are in the same spheres as you in workspaces. And so it's not really exciting and fun anymore to be free in that way. And so I guess there's people looking at you with a lot more expectation. And so I guess I agree with what he says, yeah.
Yeah, I think it is quite a difficult age, especially if you're trying to buy a house in Ireland at 35. it is quite a tricky age.
So I think probably 35 is one of the hardest ages to live to, only because you're kind of transitioning into life, like you're going from your 20s and like you're starting to mature, get married, have kids. But definitely, it's probably not the worst age, but it's not great.
All right, not the worst, not great. Just as that person on the street of Dublin speaking to our own reporter, Kate Gunnell. Aideen Finnegan is still with me. Steve Cummins, the comedian, on the line as well. Steve, did it resonate with you, what Tom Hanks had to say? 35 to 42, the trough.
35 to 42.
Well, the nadir.
Aideen is bang on as well, 100%. It's our children. They're little leeches and they suck all the life out of them. When I got married at 30, right? We had our first kid. I was 32, just turning 33. So at 35 was when my first kid was two. And you know, and anyone who's a parent who's ever had a two-year-old knows, that's what destroys you. That's what ruins your body. You know what I mean? You're just following around this absolute demonic little creature who's only trying to wreck the world. The older you get, I think, there was. I did like what a lot of people were saying there. It's like the first guy, when he was talking and he was saying, you're in the foothills of 32. But like, I'm 54 now, and I know I look amazing for my age. You don't have to mention. But I find, since I turned 50, I do find is a better, that's when I feel, because the kids are older. My youngest is now 16. So like last year, my wife and I, for the first time in 20 years, we flew to France for 2 nights, just the two of us. We were as giddy. It was like our life has begun again. Because, you know, when you first have kids, you know, day drinking goes out the window. All the things, spontaneity goes out the window because you've got a little child that you got to look after. And so instead of going out and partying till 4 o'clock in the morning, what you do is you go, let's have a takeaway. And then you just find yourself getting bigger and slobbier on the couch and what have you. When they get a bit older, it all starts to get better. So, yeah, I agree. I think 35 is probably horrible. But if you're in your 50s and you're still active, you're doing great.
Aideen, I mean, the focus, I guess, is on kids because that's what Tom Hanks talked about as well. But I remember there was research done a few years ago that described kind of your lifetime happiness being like a smile, and that when you get to kind of your late 30s into your early 40s, you're at the bottom of the smile and then you kind of swing upwards again. And it wasn't just because of kids. It's also money. It's at the point you've started to earn a bit more money in your job. But if you do have kids, they're starting to cost you a lot of money. And you're also probably have taken out the mortgage relatively recently if you're, you know, lucky enough to be able to buy. So you're at your most broke as well at that point.
Absolutely. And also, like, you know, everything. I mean, I was just thinking about this. Probably my heyday was my, when I say heyday, I'm using that in relative terms, but I just mean when I was, you know, conventionally having a great time, you know, going out, being young and all the rest of it. I was earning 1200 euro a month, and I was renting in Dublin and having a great time on that. You know, I have more money now and seem to have less of it. But anyway, I think the 30s is an awful lot of pressure now. I'm not saying the 40s are any better. And I think when you get to the point then when you're sort of the sandwich generation in between having aging parents and young kids, and it all gets a bit more tricky. But there is a lot of pressure in your 30s, especially for women, because I think they probably have to decide, are they going to have children? Are they not? There can be a fertility journey in your 30s that makes things very difficult. Mm. Then if you do have children and you have to take time out from your job, there's all that a place. I think that the 30s is a very fraught decade, and it's not just because of having children, but there are an awful lot of that's a life stage that is very tricky to navigate for
I wonder as well though, you know, when you talk about, say, having children right then and a woman, and Tom Hanks talked about his body as well later in that interview,
the gravity on Tom Hanks.
Yeah, well, that's what I kind of thought. I thought, like, well, listen, I hear what you're saying, Tom, and I feel that gravity as well, and it's kind of getting easier to put it on and harder to get rid of it. But then, you know, I haven't had 2-3 kids either. I mean, if one person in the relationship has gone through a kind of body metamorphosis, it's not the man.
Nobody knows gravity like a woman who's been breastfeeding for a long time, an extended period of time. Trust me.
Steve, are we in the kind of the luckier half of the population then in that regard?
Oh, we certainly are. Although I have not got my figure back after my last two kids, so I'm still trying to beat that one. But look, it's one clear message coming right through from everyone, from the people you spoke to on the street, from Aideen, from myself, and from yourself, is don't have children. And if you already have children, I don't know, leave them in a
It's the old Philip Larkin poem, isn't it? You know, don't have any. Man hands on misery to man, it deepens like a coastal shelf. Get out early as you can, and don't have any kids yourself.
Wow. So I trust you to raise the tone.
So what age did you say you were earning 1,200 quid and paying rent in Dublin?
18? I was 22.
Steve, what age? Yeah. What were your kind of halcyon days?
I'm still waiting for them, to be honest. you know what? Yeah, of course. Like, I remember, like, I was living in London and I was actually living in, so I didn't have, accommodation expenses. And basically, yeah, every penny was disposable. Like, you know, you look at it now, like, Aideen, I'm sure you're making a lot more money, but you've a lot less disposable income. Once again, because of the kids.
Yeah.
Maybe we should stop feeding them.
Yeah, I think there seems to be consensus emerging here around children, from Tom Hanks in Hollywood all the way down to us here in the studio and on the phone and people on the street. It's kids, avoid them if you can. Aideen Finnegan, journalist and producer of the Conversations with Parents podcast in the Irish Times, and Steve Cummins, comedian. Thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.